Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here today. Today, I'm going to be reading from Exodus chapter 35, verses 18 through 35. That will complete chapter 35 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. We're kind of taking off in the middle of a list of things about the tabernacle. So, comma, the pins of the tabernacle, the pins of the court and their cords, the finely woven worked garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. All the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. They came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and brought Yahweh's offering for the work of the tent of meeting, and for all of its service, and for the holy garments. They came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought brooches, earrings, signet rings, armlets, all jewels of gold, even every man who offered an offering of gold to Yahweh. Everyone with whom was found blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hairs, ram skins dyed red, sea cow hides, brought them. Everyone who offered an offering of silver and bronze brought Yahweh's offering, and everyone with whom was found acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the women who were wise-hearted spun with their hands and brought that which they had spun, the blue, the purple, the scarlet, and the fine linen. All the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun the goat's hair. The rulers brought the onyx stones and the stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, with the spice and the oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a free will offering to Yahweh, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the work which Yahweh had commanded to be made by Moses. Moses said to the children of Israel, "Behold, Yahweh has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of workmanship, and to make skillful works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting of stones for setting, and in carving of wood, to work in all kinds of skillful workmanship. He has put in his heart that he may teach both he and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with wisdom of heart to work all kinds of workmanship, of the engraver, of the skillful workman, and of the embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, and of the weaver, even of those who do any workmanship, and of those who make skillful works." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you again for empowering each of us to do things for you, that you are the creator. You're the most creative being in the universe, and you have created us to be also little mini creators. And I know for me, such joy comes when I'm able to pick up a paintbrush and paint. I lose track of time. It's just such a blessing. And so, Lord, open our eyes up to maybe new avenues of creative expression, that we may worship you as we work. Super fun to do so. Lord, thank you so much that you called Bezalel by name. And I thank you that you have called us by name, that you said that we are yours. And you say, "Behold, I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands." And I think about jumping forward to the New Testament and Jesus taking nail into the wrist right near his palms. And Lord, in that sense, we've been inscribed on your palms and in your hands because you took those blows for us. And we now have right to be your children. Help us not to take that for granted at all, Lord. Thank you, Lord, also for this example of generosity on behalf of the nation of Israel. They just let go of the things that were precious to them for the sake of something more precious, which is your presence, and creating a tent of meeting and a tabernacle where ministry can happen. And so, Lord, with our finances today, we pray that you would give us a higher view, an eschatological view of what is next, that we could spend our lives for the sake of your gospel, and we would find in you the treasure, that we would store up treasures in heaven, because that's where our treasure lies, and you are our treasure, Lord. So, Lord, help us to open our hands to the poor, open our hands to those who are needy today, and be outrageously generous with what you've given us. I'm so grateful for you, Lord. I love you so much, and I'm so grateful that we have this chance to pray with you, pray to you every single day. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Leanne Hardy. She has written a perfect book for Pray Every Day listeners. It's called Honey from the Comb, A Guide to Focus Prayer Using Scripture. And this book is was written by her during the pandemic and all the things that have been going on in the past couple years. She writes, like Peter with the waves of the storm crashing around him, it's easy to focus on our fears and problems instead of on the one who is able to calm that storm, who knows the end from the beginning and works all things for the good to those who love him. This book of collected scripture is here to guide your prayers as you focus on who God is and what he is like, as well as what he expects of you, his child, regardless of circumstances and or what the storms throw at you. And you can find out more about this book at her website. It's leannehardy.net. That's leannehardy.net. And again, the book is called Honey from the Comb, A Guide to Focus Prayer Using Scripture. And you can certainly find this on Amazon. There's a lot of great reviews. And Jeff Jowers, who is a senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Wisconsin, Webster, Wisconsin, said, in uncertain times and when are the times not, it's vital that we keep our eyes on the Lord. Honey from the Comb will help you do just that. This collection of scriptures brings our attention to God with our praise, our needs, and even our failures. Reading this will be soul-refreshing, time well spent. So anyway, pick up a copy. And thank you, Leanne Hardy, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. If you want to sponsor the show, we have some spots opening up next month. You can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com.